Parakei Mishnah Zayin of Maseches Beitza. There are two different topics here. The first topic is talking about guests coming from out of town. I mean, within, they had to make an Erev Tchuin to get all the way to your house for lunch on Shabbos, or Yom Tov for that matter. And the second case will be talking about animals and whether or not they're Mukta. So, one thing at a time. First of all, Misha Zimen Eitzlo Orchem, if I invite you from the next town over to come to me for lunch, and you, therefore, wisely make an Eretz Chumen so you can get to me because you're from the next town over, that's fine. However, lo yalichu biyadam manos, you can't take the doggy bag back home with you because the food, which was in my possession, is in my Eretz Chumen, and therefore in my Chumen, if you yourself, your person, your Chum overlaps mine, but my lamb chops didn't take on your Chum, so it can't go back to your house. Elim ken zikalem unless on Erev Yom Tov I already said these lamb chops belong to you and therefore they got your tchum, and of course they just come to get your lamb chops, can bring them back with you, no problem. Fine. New point here. This is talking about now animals. There's like, because obviously their tchum overlaps. Well, obviously the tchumen must overlap. How could you come to me for Shabbos in the first, Yom Tov in the first place? I know, but it's in their eruv and it's theirs.
It's their eruv, but he didn't. The host didn't make an eruv.
If there's an eruv, there's no problem.
It looks like this. I'll
but it's not this anymore. It's
only one.
Stop coughing. This is me, and that's you. Okay, that is my, my tchum, okay? You put a thinking basket over here before Yom Tov, which allows your tchum to put this. Okay, so you can go from, since you made this to Mother Tuesday, you can walk from here all the way to me, but I can only get up there. So my lamb chops can get from to here, but if I make them your lamb chops before Yom Tov, they're your lamb chops in your tchum, and therefore they can stay in your tchum and go back all the way back to your house.
You couldn't come in the first place. You're not allowed to come to me. You're not allowed to come to me for lunch. Okay?
It's the overlap.
The last part of the Mishnah is, let me say it outside first, because like there's a lot of words which seem to like get out of the point. Here's the point. The point is, the Iker point of this part of the Mishnah is that animals that are called they're called midbarios, wild ones. They're not wild. Two kinds of cows. Some cows live out in the fields, who knows where the heck they are. They just come in to eat once in a while. They sleep out there, outside the tchum. And the other ones are called baisos, domesticated, in one, that sleep in the tchum. So the point is, if you're talking about those kinds of different kinds of animals, so then if it's an animal that sleeps in the town in the tchum, it's not mukta, it's just waiting to be eaten, and it's not mukta. And I could shecht it on Yom Tov, not a problem. It's mukhan. The ones that sleep out there in the, who knows where they, if they happen to show up on Yom Tov, I can't go shechta because it's not mukhan. It sleeps out there, and who knows when it will come back. It comes and goes as it pleases. That's the point of the Mishnah. Okay, so if it's domesticated, if it sleeps at night in your tchum, it's mukhan, you can shechta on Yom Tov. If it sleeps outside and just comes back from time to time, you can't just say, oh, look what's, come home, let's make it lunch.
We had almost the same thing about doves.
Very good point. We actually, if you remember, that's a good point. When we talk about the birds, remember, you have to be making ahead of time, picking which birds you're going to eat out of the nest. So therefore, I actually at that point said there are three kinds of birds, if you remember. So that's this point here. The birds that are your chickens running around your farm, they're always mukhan. Eat them anytime you want. Those are the baisos. Those are the house. Then we said the birds that come and go as they please, those are always mukhtar. You can never, they're always mukhusar to say that. They're running around. And then the middle case was the little, what do you call them, the little lefrochem, the little chicks, like, they can't go anywhere. Then I'm a chusar tzeda. So if I had a time, I'm mechin. Then even though they're out there, then they're exactly right. That's exact same principle at work here. That's all it's going to say. Now, there's a separate side issue which is talking about, it's really misleading. We're talking about shechting it because it's muktzah, otherwise, you can't move it. And then it brings, before you shecht it, you're mashke it, you give it to drink. Now, the Mishnah is misleading. There's no problem in giving water to drink, even a muktzah animal. If it's your animal, you have to feed it. If it's thirsty, you have to feed it. The issue here, the mashkin v'shochtin, give it to drink and then shecht it, is like a package deal, because it's just an eitzah tova that if you're going to shecht an animal, you better give it to drink first, otherwise it's dehydrated and the skin doesn't flay well off the body. So you first let it drink, then you shecht it, then it will be much easier to flay the thing. Okay? There you go. So, see? You got to be cruel to be kind, you got to be kind to be cruel, I guess, right? So there you go. So that the Mishnah says inside now, it says, Ein mashkin v'shochten esem midvarios. You're not allowed to give to drink and then shecht, but the point is the shechting part. You can't shecht your animals that sleep out of town, the midbarios, the wild ones. Aval mashkin v'shochten es the baisos, you could give to drink and then shecht your ones that are at the meskit, that sleep in the tchum, because they're mukhen from before Yom Tov.
Isn't mashkin mechin? What do you mean?
You
need skin right now, you need the meat right now.
No, you want to get the... Well, to separate the meat from this... You got to get the meat off the skin. It's a big... No, that's important. But then, no, it's, we're just, yeah, you understand, we're trying to get the meat, otherwise it's a drag.
I was just thinking of getting the meat.
It's not the hide, it's so you can get the meat. You obviously don't want... Yeah, you want the meat, the hide off so you can cook it. Elohen Besos, what defines if something is a household animal, that's halanos beer. It sleeps in the tchum overnight. Midbarios, the out-of-towner ones, the wilder ones, I don't have a good word for it. Wilder, I'm saying. They're still domesticated. Right, that's good. Range animal, that's good translation. That's perfect. Right now, do you understand that it goes and comes back? It's yours, but it grazes out there. Halanos ba'afar, they sleep in the overnight in the dirt. The point is out there, outside. The point is, afara means, idiomatically means out of the tchum. They sleep out there somewhere under the stars and then come back in from time to time. So those are not mukhan from before Yom Tov, and therefore you can't shech them. But despite what the Mishnah seems to imply, you could still get them to drink. That wouldn't be a problem because you have a chiyuv to get them to drink. Okay, and with that, Selek Maseches Beitza.